Lesson 12. Three essential ingredients for every cartel. If you want to build a cartel, you only need to rely on one thing, the power of generosity to turn friends into allies. You don't have to be tremendously outgoing or charismatic to build a cartel. You don't have to sell out or pay a publicist thousands of dollars. If you want to develop long-lasting trust relationships, just help people. For example, let's say you want to sell your book in a bookstore. First, introduce yourself to the owner. Say, "I'm a local author. I know it's not easy to run a bookstore these days. How can I help you with your business?" Perhaps you can host an event at his bookstore or mention the bookstore on your blog. Afterward, give him a free copy of your book and ask for his feedback. Then once you become his friend and ally, you probably won't even have to ask him to sell your book. He'll do it all on his own. That's what friends do. If you want your book to get some publicity, make friends with a blogger who reviews books similar to yours. Say, "I am a thriller author. I know book review blogs like yours need all the exposure they can get. How can I help you?" Maybe you can interview her on your blog, or write a guest post, or share her reviews on Twitter and Facebook. Then after you become her friend and ally, ask her if she would be willing to review your book on her blog. Notice I used the word ally above. Before you ask influencers to become your ally, you have to show them you're willing to be theirs. The secret to networking is to give more than you receive. Not only is this more effective than hard selling, you just don't feel like a sleazeball doing it. Here are three steps to getting influential people to help you. Step one, do favors. When building your cartel, you always need to ask, "What does this person need? How can I help?" The first step in creating an ally is to show them that you care about them by solving one of their problems. And this is why I decided to start Story Cartel. I saw that people needed more reviews on their books, and I realized I had a system that could help them. In The Godfather, Vito Corleone is loved because when his friends have a problem, he solves it for them. And he's feared because sometimes he solves those problems by killing people. The surprising truth is that the most successful people are the people who solve the most problems. Life rewards the generous. Step two, focus on relationships. Imagine you're moving to a new house. You packed up all your stuff in boxes. You rented a moving truck. Now you need a few people to help you move. Who are you going to ask? Your friend of 3 years or the guy you just met at a dinner party? Don't ask strangers for favors. They'll probably ignore you. Before you can build your cartel, you need to build relationships based on trust. Give before you take. Seek to understand before you explain. And before you ask, listen. Step three, ask for help. The best part about living generously is that when you ask, you'll be surprised and even overwhelmed by who is willing to help. Sometimes people will say no, and that's fine. If you have low expectations, you will never offend ever anyone. And the truth is, more often than not, people want to help. They just don't know how. They might not have money to give, but they're willing to spend some time doing a favor. They may not have time, but they can give good advice. Here's another tip. It's always better asking people to help others rather than yourself. Let's say Tim is publishing a memoir about his experience being abused as a child. He could ask, "Will you help me sell more copies by sharing the news about my book launch on Twitter?" But it would be much more effective if he cast vision instead. "Will you help me spread this message of encouragement and hope to others who have experienced abuse by sharing this on Twitter?" Instead of asking for favors, try inviting others to join a cause. Which is more meaningful? What should you ask for help with? Here are a few things that you might ask for. You might ask people to review your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or share an important article, such as a book launch announcement, on social media. You might ask people to write a testimonial for your blog or give you feedback on your book. Maybe you could ask someone to introduce you to another influencer, or even to provide a book endorsement, those blurbs from famous authors in the front of books. Have you ever used any of these three ingredients to cement your relationships online? How have they worked? Share your story in the comments section in this lesson.